Our emotions are our first response to the world around us, writes counselor Ed Welch. Whether it's a surprise party or a flat tire, a first date or an ordinary day, emotions react. We feel sad or happy, disappointed or scared, angry or hopeful. What pain is to the nerve endings, what sweetness is to the taste buds, what light is to the eye, the feelings are to the soul. And emotions propel us into relationships and adventure. When we feel compassion, we reach out and give someone a hug. When we feel happy, we laugh and smile. When we feel exuberant, we clap and cheer. Emotions play an integral role in our lives, from our relationships with God and others to our memories, imaginations, and life experiences. God created our emotions to work in harmony with our other two most fundamental faculties, the mind and the will. Just as our minds enable us to think and our wills enable us to choose, so our emotions enable us to respond. Our faculties are designed to function together, properly and proportionally, in balance with one another, to make us fully human. God wants us to put our emotions to work in equal measure with our minds and our wills. To appreciate the gift of emotions, imagine what life would be like if you could not feel. Imagine hanging out with friends, yet feeling no pleasure in their company. Or saying yes to the man on bended knee but feeling no butterflies. What if you held your squalling newborn to your chest with no elation or heard the diagnosis, all clear, with no flood of relief? Without emotions, you would find no comfort in a good book, a bubble bath, or a drive in the country. Emotions add pleasure, comfort, and richness to events and relationships. Emotions color our lives. Even difficult emotions reflect reality and can move us to a better place. Feelings mirror the pain and suffering in our lives. Imagine losing a close friend or a beloved family member and feeling no grief or loss. What if you hurt someone you love but felt no remorse or shame? Imagine getting fired or failing a test and feeling no disappointment. It might sound nice to do without these painful feelings, but none of us can deny that emotions give meaning and depth to our lives. Often the emotions we most wish we could avoid propel us in a new and better direction. So the next time you laugh at your child's antics or feel exhilarated when you reach a goal, when you stand at the graveside of a loved one or keep watch over the death of your dreams, you are experiencing the emotions that enrich our lives. Without emotions, life would be a colorless canvas, boring and bland. Where emotions went wrong. While we may agree that feelings enhance our lives, it can still be hard to think of them as a good gift. All we have to do is consider the emotions we have felt just today, and we likely frown on the suggestion that emotions are good. We see emotions as interrupting instead of benefiting our lives. More often than not, we identify emotions as rip currents rather than blessings. If God gave us feelings as a good gift, how did they get so messed up? To understand what went wrong with emotions, we have to go back to the beginning. Almost. We have to understand what happened after God created emotions and declared them very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. You know the story. The snake came, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin entered the world, everything went wrong.